This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Kyle said there was talk among the players in between periods about winning that game for you. Do you have that kind of gesture from your players? What does that mean?
Well, it's real nice. I mean, they know the story. They know the history. And we've got an honest culture in there. And we're just out for each other. So it was, you know, it was a beautiful victory really tonight here, especially because of the character we showed to get it. I mean, we came out with a really good start, and until about the 8 minute mark of the second period, we were on track for a solid game. We let it slip, but I love the way the guys recovered in the third period. Of course, Edmonton always dangerous with their weapons, but we were able to sustain whatever they threw at us. Linus had a good game, and I thought we really deserved the overtime win at the end, and just real pleased with the guys making that special gesture, and it's something we're definitely going to build on this game.
You talked about it yesterday. You think you were deserving of some luck finally in the overtime?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's been strange puck luck of late, and I thought the way the guys put away the controversial loss last night in Vancouver just shows again the way the group's developing and how they're dealing with adversity and bouncing back from it in such a short and quick turnover, and the energy everybody needed to dig up to finish that was deep into the reserves, you know. But you can see we're a well-conditioned group of guys who have a big heart, and you know, this is one of the best teams here in the Western Conference. To play them at the end of a road trip like this and come away with both points is really something that'll give us a lot of confidence moving forward. I thought Millsy played a really strong game tonight, and that's why we picked him in that second unit. In the overtime, he earned it with his game overall. He was really aggressive in the neutral zone, very confident with the puck tonight, and you know, we loved his reaction to having not played, you know, of late. And I think that you know, that competition just continues.
How were you guys able to kind of neutralize McDavid and Dressel? They got their chances, but for the most part, they obviously didn't get a point.
Yeah, the key for us is the second chances on them. We knew they were going to get some initial chances just with their speed and the way they attack. And I thought we were really able to neutralize anything after that and pick them up pretty early through the neutral zone. We were tight in the neutral zone, always five guys working together like a pack there to take away some of that speed. And I thought overall we did a good job on it. Penalty killing was excellent. Took a heartbreaker there with a second to go on that last kill, but overall, you know, I thought that we were able to neutralize them for the kind of opportunities they might get in a regular game.
I'm assuming Middlestad was healthy.
Yeah, you know, Casey, it's again the numbers game that we have going on here. Whether it's Casey or whether it's Jake, right now we've got excellent people right through the roster. We like our depth on both positions, and for Casey, it was a day to take a breath, take a watch from the outside, and you know, learn from sometimes watching from the outside. You know, when you're an age like that, we're just nothing but excited about the way he dealt with today and the time we had with him, and you know, the coaching we were able to do with him. And you know, it's part of what we're doing is growing these players with different kinds of experiences, and today was his turn to take a look.
As you said, the team would go through adversity at some point, and since you got points in 7 of 9 games, what is that starting to show you?
Yeah, I mean, I told you back home that we really like that we've settled into a game. I thought all three games, whether Calgary, Vancouver, now in Edmonton, there were a lot of really good things happening in the games. We did let them slip with some strange game management situations that we'll get better at. But overall, there is a consistency now and a belief in what our game is. It's one thing to know that we have a plan. It's another thing to know we have a game. But the other thing is that it starts becoming automatic, and that the habits come through, and that's what we're seeing more and more here, that we're able to recover within a game like today where we let it slip and could have easily fallen apart, but we got back to that plan and religiously carried it through.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.